Covington teen Nicholas Sandman settles $250 million defamation lawsuit with The Washington Post on 18th birthday. By Christina Wong on July 24, 2020. Covington Catholic High School student Nicholas Sandman announced Friday that he had settled a $250 million defamation lawsuit against The Washington Post on his 18th birthday. On February 19, 2019, I filed $250 million defamation lawsuit against Washington Post. Today, I turned 18 and WAPO settled my lawsuit. Thanks to at Todd McMurtry and at Lynn Wood for their advocacy. Thanks to my family and millions of you who have stood your ground by supporting me. I still have more to do, he tweeted. Sandman took legal action last year after Democrat activists and journalists defamed him as racist. After a bystander filmed a confrontation between him and Native American activist named Nathan Phillips. The activist uploaded a short clip to her social media, which showed Sandman smiling as Phillips beat a drum and sang in front of him, along with a caption, "The amount of disrespect." To this day, she also uploaded it to YouTube, along with a caption, "Is this how we make America great again?" The video then spread on social media, boosted by apparently fake accounts, Democrat activists, and mainstream media journalists. Sandman's face and name was broadcasted worldwide, and the student was demonized as a racist who had mocked a Native American elder. Some outlets, including The Washington Post, erroneously reported that Phillips was a Vietnam War veteran. Later, a longer video clip emerged showing that it was Phillips who approached Sandman and his classmates, after they were harassed by another group of activists known as the Black Israelites, who shouted insults at them as they were waiting for their buses to arrive. Sandman's settlement with The Washington Post comes after he settled a $250 million defamation lawsuit with CNN in January. One of Sandman's attorneys, Lynn Wood, confirmed that there were still defamation lawsuits against NBC News, ABC News, CBS News, Rolling Stone, Gannett, and The New York Times. He also tweeted, "Footsteps of justice also approaching Jackson at Twitter," though it was not clear what action Sandman is taking against the social media platform. A Breitbart News examination showed that apparent fake Twitter accounts helped spread the short clip of Sandman's confrontation with Phillips. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.